What's up, everybody? It's Russell Brunson. Welcome to Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I'm going to recap day number one of four of the Funnel Hacking Live event.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys who were here at Funnel Hacking Live with us made it home safely and that you had a great time. The journey of the last 4 days has been amazing. I found a little spot of quietness here, but we'll probably see people walking back and forth with their suitcases. But hopefully that's all right with you guys. I just wanted to kind of, over the next 4 days, recap Funnel Hacking Live. A lot of you guys were there, some of you guys weren't. The crazy ones weren't, but everybody else was there. And those who were crazy enough not to come last time, I know you've got your tickets for next time already coming. If not, depending on when you go, funnelhackinglive.com has tickets for next year, but it's going to be pulled down either today or tomorrow. So if you don't have your tickets yet, go and get them for next year's event. But I wanted to kind of just spend a little time over the next 4 days going through some of the key takeaways, key points, and key ideas that happened at the event. And so hopefully those of you guys who missed it will get some insights and you have more reason to come next year. So some of the things, first off, this year in Funnel Hacking Lives in the past, they've been 3 days, but for some reason, 4 or 5 months ago at like 2 a.m, I had this idea that like to get everything done that I needed to do, it had to happen in 4 days. And so we shifted it to basically 3.5 day event, and we'll probably end up being 4 days next year just to get all the cool stuff in that we're trying to plan. It takes at least 3.5, 4 days to change somebody's life. And so we're trying to change 3,000 plus people's lives. It's a lot of work. But to kind of give you an end result of what happened, then we'll kind of backfill over the next few days. This event was amazing. We raised over $1 million for Operation Underground Railroad. Those who are watching the video, I'm wearing the shirt that everybody got. And I'll talk about that here in a minute. Number two, we had 91 new people on stage who got 2 Comma Club Awards, which is amazing. We're up to 258 people now that have achieved that. We had 15 people who have made over 8 figures, so over $10 million in a funnel, who got their new award, which is a huge plaque, twice as big as the 2 Comma Club one. Plus, they got these rings that are like 2 carats of gold and 4 carats of diamonds. So we gave those away, which was insanely cool as well. And 3,000 plus people were here, and then we launched our new 2 Comma Club X coaching program to get people from 0 to million to 10. And I'm not gonna share the exact numbers. Those who were there know that it was crazy. 30 days ago, at Grant Cardone's event, I got on stage and did over $3 million in sales in 90 minutes. And this event we did. Again, I'm not gonna give you exact numbers, but it was over $10 million in sales, which is insane, a new world record. And it was more than that, it was crazy. I'm not gonna share the numbers, not because I don't mind sharing numbers, more so because Grant Cardone's event was $3 million like cash in the bank account in that time. This was different because there was 2 options, there was $1,800 a month or $18,000 a year. So if I was to say an exact number, it would have been stomper math, which that's a joke for another day. But it was amazing, and I'm excited for the over 650 plus people who decided to take that leap of faith and go on this journey over the next 12 months. And in 12 months from now, my guess is that most of those guys will be back on stage. My goal for next year is to have 500 new people to get the 2 Comma Club Award, and from that we're gonna get dozens and dozens who get the 8-figure award. So it's insane. But I wanted to kind of recap. So one of the main reasons why we decided to do this extra day, probably 7 or 8 months ago. I'm not gonna share all the details of the story, but I got a call from somebody who I've respected my entire life, who asked me if I would be willing to help with this project called Operation Underground Railroad. And I didn't know what that was at the time. I remember I jumped on that night and I started Googling it and searching and watching videos. And I remember the feeling. In fact, if you guys watched Funnel Hacker TV that night, I made a video and I said, I feel like the direction of my life will be forever changed because of this. And the other time we were planning Funnel Hacking Live, and I'm like, how can we weave Operation Underground Railroad into Funnel Hacking Live? What's the process? How do we do that? And a few months later, during a time of a lot of prayer, trying to figure out the best way to serve this audience and have our community to help them, I had an idea that we needed to make a documentary. And I was like, well, I don't know how to make a documentary. But I met a guy named Nick Nanton a couple years earlier, and I didn't know him super well. I just knew that He'd won 6 Emmys, done like 50 different documentaries, and this voice in my head said, call Nick. And I was like, I don't even know Nick's number. So I messaged him on Facebook. I'm like, hey, man, I need to talk to you. This is like 5 minutes after I heard the voice in my head say, call Nick. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing what I'm told. Message Nick. And then got him on Voxer. And I Voxed him and said, hey, man, this is what, I'm like, I don't know how, but I think we need to make a documentary about Operation Underground Railroad. Are you in? And he was like, dude, I'm 100% in. I said, the only thing is we have to do this by, Funnel Hacking Live. We have to show it at Funnel Hacking Live. He's like, dude, that's not very much time. I'm like, I know, but it has to happen. And he's like, all right, we'll make it work. And so over the last 5 months since that call, he's flown to Haiti. He's flown around the world filming, documenting, all these kind of things. And at Funnel Hacking Live, we had a chance to actually watch the documentary. And so what was cool is we kind of orchestrated the event. The very first presentation I had was called Funnel Hackers, We See Things Differently, which was kind of the premise of the whole event. We had a really cool video that I'm sure we'll post online here soon of just kind of that concept. And I was sharing different people in our community who have changed people's lives and their businesses. I talked about Stacy and Paul, who saved over 10,000 marriages. I talked about Pamela Weibel, who saved hundreds and thousands of doctors' lives from doctor suicide. I talked about Annie Grace, who's helped all sorts of people break the chains of alcohol addiction. Then I talked about Tim Ballard, who has saved over 1,000 kids from sex trafficking. And so I shared that in the initial presentation. And I said, tonight, we're going to have a chance to watch this documentary together as a community. And then after I got off stage, then Kaylin Poland came on stage. Oh, it was so good. She came up and talked about how she's built her culture. And man, it was good. Her whole presentation was amazing. And I've heard her talk about this before. I've been studying her like crazy. One thing she said, I mean, there's so many good things. One thing that I took away that was like, she was talking about like, you're empowering people to become superheroes and to change their life. And she talked about Funnel Swag and about the swag. She's like, that's like their superhero cape. Like if you give them swag wearing your brand, your logo, your message, your mission, then they feel more empowered. And they're literally every day putting on their superhero costume. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I've been a big believer in swag since Funnel, you know, the whole Funnel Hacker movement began. And, you know, we got tons and tons of shirt. But this shirt, for example, OUR shirt, like this is one that I'm wearing right now. Like this is now part of my superhero costume. Like I put this on and I'm out there ready to save kids. And what's cool is we actually had a Funnel Swag store here at Funnel Hacking Live event this year, which was the first time we've ever done that. And I think we're going to start going harder into swag because I want everybody feeling more and more empowered. I want every morning when our community wakes up and they put on a Funnel Hacker shirt, or I build follow-up funnels, or all the different swag we have to empower them. And it's literally like your superhero costume. And that was like one of amazing, thousands of amazing things that she said during her presentation. I feel bad. Most of the speakers had 30 minutes to speak, and I wish that her and everyone could have gone longer. But she spoke, and then right after her, then we had Natalie Hodson came up. And Natalie, she cracked me. Her first 4 slides were like, I'm Natalie Hodson. This is me. I was broke. Then she flipped the next slide. This is me. I peed my pants on live camera. And then I made a 2 Comic Club Award. The end. And it was like, boom, boom, boom. And it was like, what? Everyone's like, what? And then she came back and told her whole story about vulnerability and how, one of her most vulnerable times when she's in the fitness industry and she was recording a video and she actually peed her pants on camera and how embarrassing it was. And she could have and probably should have hid that, but instead she said, no, this is my most vulnerable thing. I'm going to share this because no one else is willing to talk about it. So she shared this thing. She wrote an ebook teaching women how to strengthen themselves so they won't have that same problem that she had, and sold 60,000 copies of her ebook in 4 months and became a 2 Comic Club winner with the $37 ebook. And it was just so cool. And she talked about power of vulnerability and how to do it, like real vulnerability, not, I'm going to try to block this wind, it's coming in hard. Anyway, real vulnerability, not like the type that some people try to put out there online. And it was also amazing. And so we led with 2 of the most amazing women speakers in our community, which were amazing. And Funnel Hacking Live this year, we had almost half the women or half the speakers were women. My goal for next year is to have more than half of the speakers be women because our women are doing such amazing things. I'm going to let this lawnmower pass. This happens in recording live podcasts, right? Without a mic. Anyway, they both spoke, and it was amazing. I think it gave people faith and hope and understanding of how to build a community and then how to open up yourself as the leader, which is the hardest thing, how to be vulnerable. So many times we as leaders try to be so postured and perfect and trying to like put on a good face for people, and the reality is that actually pushes people away more than it draws them to you, and like actually breaking down your barriers and being vulnerable, truly vulnerable, not what does she call it? She something like, oh, ever since I lost all this weight, these pants make me look so, you know, these pants are so baggy. Like, that's like fake vulnerability. The true vulnerability is like, the only thing she mentioned, like I was at the grocery store the day and I saw my ex-husband and and with his new girlfriend, and it broke me down. Like, that's something truly vulnerable you can share that has a bigger impact. So both those messages were so awesome. And then afterwards, after they both spoke, then we had, I got on stage with Todd Dickerson, my partner, and basically brought him on stage, and I introduced Operation Ungone Railroad. We had Tim Ballard come up, and we had Nick Nanton both come up to talk about what they were doing, and they came up, and we showed the trailer of the documentary, which is, you guys can actually go see now. I post it live. If you go to OURfilm.org, it's hard to say that. If you go there, you can actually see the trailer, and if you do go watch it, please share it as well. I'm trying to get everyone in our community to share it, but OURfilm.org, and we watched the trailer, and everyone went crazy, and I said, you know, this is a hard film to watch. I haven't actually seen it yet. Tim hasn't seen it yet. Nick's the only one who's seen it yet, but if you guys want to watch it tonight with us, we're going to take a break. We're going to go do our roundtables when you come back, our speed networking. Like, when you come back, you can have a chance to watch this together as a community, but it is hard. So if you're not able to come back, I totally understand as well. And so at that point, and then I basically talked about how for anyone who was at the event, unfortunately this is only available at the event, but $250, they would get the recordings of the event, and that would go towards Operation Underground Railroad. $2,500 would save a kid, and $10,000 would save a kid and rehabilitate them. And then they could also sign for monthly if they wanted to go on a recurring donation, keep helping long-term. And basically I told everybody that, and this was Todd's idea the night before. Todd said, what if we matched everyone's donation? I'm like, are you serious? So we decided anybody who donated, we would match their donation. And so that was going to be put out there. And from that, a whole bunch of people went and started donating money, which was so cool. And I think the first night we raised like $200,000+. Then with our match, it was $400,000. And so throughout the event, we kept talking about that. It was cool. So then we broke, and they had this vendor speed dating. We ever had a chance to network, meet other vendors. Yeah, we paid for dinner for everyone, which is a big bill to feed 3,000 people, but everyone came and ate. And it was cool. Everyone got a chance to network and hang out and get to know each other, which is cool. And then when that ended, we invited people to come back in to watch the documentary. And I would say we probably had conservatively 85% of everybody came back, which was really, really cool. And we watched the documentary together as a group, and man, I cried for an hour straight. I couldn't even compose myself. Then we came on stage afterwards, Nick and Tim and I, and we couldn't even, man, I couldn't even compose myself. It was so hard. And then we let people ask questions. A lot of people needed closure after that, obviously, and let people open the mics and ask Tim questions, and he responded, and it was just so, so cool. And then we gave people another push, like, if you want to donate to charity, again, we're matching it, go and help. I think that night we had raised over $300,000, with which our match made over $600,000. At that point, Todd and I were like, let's see if we can do a million. I think we can do a million. And so throughout the event, we kept pushing that. And before lunch, the final day, we were just below $1 million. I came on stage, I'm like, you guys, we're just below $1 million. I'm like, anyone else who goes and donate, if you guys all donate $250, I'm not only give the recordings this year's event, I'll give you recording all past year's events as well. And they went and did that. Everyone went and stepped up. And we came back from lunch. We had just crossed the $1 million mark, and it was cool. And what was crazy, this is the best part of the story. So the end of the documentary, which you guys have a chance to see here soon. In fact, go to OURfilm.org and go and register. We're going to be doing a big, huge live online premiere here soon. You can go register and watch it with us together as a community. But when we went there, at the end of the documentary, sorry, I'm trying to catch my thoughts again. At the end of the documentary, I don't want to ruin it for you, but basically two of the children that Tim rescued, he's been trying to adopt for the last like 3.5-4 years. And he had just gotten the call before he flew to our event that they were able to go get him. So he actually flew from our event to Haiti to pick up his children. And so the last day, right before Tony Robbins got on stage, we were able to Skype in Tim Ballard from his home. So cool. We Skyped him in. He was with the two new kids they just adopted, and everyone got to see them, meet them. And then we had some of the OUR operators who were there on stage. They had them come up, and we got this huge old check, and we wrote the total $1 million, $13,000, whatever it was. And we presented it to their team and also to Tim. And it was super emotional and amazing. And what's cool is Tony Robbins is their biggest donor right now. He's raised more money than anybody else. He actually went on a sting operation with them and went undercover and all sorts of crazy stuff. So we did that. And Tony came out right afterwards and was talking all about them and the mission and... so cool. The whole thing was amazing. So I just wanted to give you guys a glimpse of that for those who missed it. But that was day number one. It was an emotional day. I went to bed that night, and I was like, we started at noon that day. It was supposed to be half a day. We got done about midnight, and I was just like, I can't even. Like, that was an emotionally draining day. How are we going to do 3 more days of this? But we did, and it was amazing. So that's the recap of day number one. I just want to share that with you guys. So those who weren't here had a chance to kind of hear and see what happened. I'll let the rolling bag go by so you can continue to hear me. Sorry. But that was day number one, and it was awesome. So throughout this week, I'm going to share. I'm here with my kids at Disney for the rest of the week, so I'm going to each day I'll kind of share each day kind of what happened, the big takeaways and ahas. But that was what happened day number one. So for you guys right now, I recommend the biggest thing to do right now is go to ourfilm.org. Go watch the trailer. Go share it. You can donate on the thank you page afterwards. Start sharing it with people. And when you guys do that, it'll get on a waiting list. So that when the big event goes live, when the documentary goes live, you can actually see it with us as a community, which is going to be super, super fun. So that's it for today. So again, go watch. Go to ourfilm.org, www.ourfilm.org. OUR stands for Operation Underground Railroad, OURfilm.org. Check out the documentary, opt in for to be on the list to see the live documentary in the next few weeks when we go live. And please share on Facebook, Instagram, tell your friends, your family, everyone you know, because this is a mission worth talking about and we're sharing. I told everyone day one, I said, you know, the biggest thing is that this slavery is existing here. It's happening in America, it's happening around the world, and nobody even knows about it. So my goal with this documentary is to shine a light on the darkness. You know, if you shine a light in a room full of cockroaches, they all scurry to the corners and they hide, and that's what we're trying to do, is to blow this thing up and shine a light on the darkness. So the best way you can help them in this organization is to go to ourfilm.org and share that message right now and get ready for the launch of the documentary, which is coming soon. So anyway, that's day number one, you guys. Again, I'll recap each day, each of the next things, and I hope you guys love it. So again, thanks so much for everyone who's here. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Cannot wait to start working with our 650-plus people in the Two Comma Club X coaching program. I got some amazing things in store for you guys. We're going on a cruise with everybody at the end of it, which is going to be insane, and it's going to be amazing. So thanks again for everything, you guys. Appreciate you all. Thanks for everyone who came to Fun Locking Live, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye, everybody.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind-the-scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.